Greetings, and we welcome you tonight to our Kingdom Observation podcast. It'll be hosted by me, Prophet Demetrius Ritchie Sr., and my wife, Elder Shonda Ritchie. Our mission and purpose is to magnify the Kingdom of God by way of discussing, exploring, and discerning the culture dynamics of the Kingdom of God. We want to welcome you and thank you for joining us tonight. And I want to invite you to join us each and every Friday night at 7:15 Central Standard Time as we share the preceding word of God that will emancipate your soul. Now hold on, fasten your seatbelts, and let's break the bread of life. Good evening, Elder Shonda.
Good evening.
Amen. It's time again to talk about one of my favorite topics, and that is developing kingdom ears. Last week, we did a quick introduction of it, but this week we're going to dig into it. And it's very important, as they say in these last days, that we know our woman of God when the Spirit of the Lord is speaking to us. In the book of Revelations, it said, he that has an ear, what?
Let him hear what the Spirit says to the church.
Amen. And we need to be able to not only hear, but be able to articulate the voice of God. Because there's many voices out there. Amen. Our flesh talk to us. Amen. Amen. The enemy talk to us. Unclean spirits talk to us. Our memory talk to us. So it's very important that we, Psalms 119:11 says, thy word I've hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. Psalms 45:1 said, the man of God said, my heart overflows a great matter. I speak the things I made touching the king. The Bible tells us, for what the Spirit of the Lord is, there is what?
Liberty.
Amen. There's always liberty where God is. And he said, well, two or three are gathered in my name. He said, they are be in the midst. Amen. So know that God is here because we have showed up, amen, to hear a word from him. Amen. So we thank you tonight, amen. We get ready to get deep into this word. I'm excited about what God is going to say tonight because he's in the blessing business. Amen.
Yes, he is.
How you doing tonight, Pastor Wanda? Good to see that you join us tonight. God bless you. Amen. Amen. As we study, 2 Timothy 2:15 tells us to study to show ourselves approved unto God, a workman that need not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Amen.
Amen.
So we want to share tonight that our focal passage is going to start with St. John. Amen. St. John chapter 10. Amen. St. John chapter 10. But before we get started, woman of God, after you get there, would you please pray for us?
Lord God, we come before you right now in the name of Jesus. We honor and praise and magnify your name. We know, Lord God, that you are the true and living God, the all-powerful, all-knowing, ever-present God. We lift your name above every name, Lord God, and we thank you for being the God that can do anything except fail. We know, God, there's nothing too hard for you. So we come before you now thanking you in advance for the move that will take place today, for the burdens and yokes that will be lifted and destroyed. We thank you, Lord God, for your will being done, and we thank you for the man of God, that you continue to give him a mouth and wisdom that the enemy cannot gainsay nor refute. We thank you, Lord God, that a door of utterance has been made open that we may boldly make known the mysteries of the gospel. We thank you, Lord God, for the word falling on good ground and producing in our lives 30, 60, and 100 fold. We thank you that the word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path, showing us where we are and showing us the way to go. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. So I just want to jump right into it tonight and ask you a question, woman of God. How do I know when God is speaking to me?
That depends upon your relationship with God. That determines how you know whether or not God is speaking to you. It's what you've established with God through your intimacy and your relationship with Him that helps you know when God is speaking to you. Because if you don't have that relationship with you, you won't know when He's speaking to you. There's no like exact way, say, if He say this word with a long A and this word with a short A, then He's speaking to you. No, it is contingent upon your time spent with God that determines how you know that God is speaking to you.
Amen. What role does both developing and maintaining an intimate relationship with God play in my ability to discern and articulate the voice of God?
The more you spend time with Him, the more you learn His ways, His will, what His word says about Him, His character, and then you can articulate when God's presence is there, when God is speaking, when God is ordering your steps, when God is giving direction, because you have become acquainted with Him. Paul said that I might know Him. That's his final and fullest goal, that he may know God and the power of His resurrection, Jesus and the power of His resurrection. So to know Him is the most important thing. The word of God, Daniel 11:32b portion says,
yes,
they that know their God,
yes,
shall be strong and do exploits. If you don't know, you can't be strong, you can't do exploits. But when you know, as the old saints say, when you know that you know that you know, it comes from a time and relationship with God.
Amen. You know, I remember
consistent time and relationship with God.
Amen. I remember the childhood story, Little Red Riding Hood. You remember she was going to see her grandmama.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
But when she got there, she noticed that something was different.
Yes.
Amen. And that's how we have to be with God, because of the time spent. We ought to be able to discern, you know, mm-hmm, like she said, what big ears you have and what big nose and what big eyes. It was because of she could identify,
yes,
amen, her grandmama in a lineup. It reminds me of in Matthew chapter 16, when Jesus asked the disciples, who do men say that I am, the Son of Man is?
Amen.
And so when he was asking them, you know, I like to say that that was a trick question. And you know, if they said, some say John the Baptist or Jeremiah or
Elijah,
or Elijah, or one of the other prophets.
Mm-hmm.
And the Spirit of the Lord revealed to us a few weeks ago that all of the names that they named represented an old move of God. Amen. And what God was doing, what Jesus was doing, was getting ready to usher them into a new, a fresh move. But he wanted to know. Now, these were the people that was hanging out with him and part of his ministry, part of his crusade, if you will.
Closest to him.
Yes. And all they could do was identify, hear me, where the Holy Ghost once operated, moves that he did. Now, we need those according to Romans chapter 15, verse 4.
Yes.
Said, the word was written aforetime, amen,
for our learning.
So we get encouragement because the Bible tells us that faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the word of God. Amen. And we should study the word of God. And as we read how God moved then, he can move like that today. And it encourages us to even look, if you will, for God to bust a move.
Amen.
We need to know that God is always moving. He's always at work around us. And he wants us to join in him. But I recall when I first started walking this walk, and even have to press through times now, when the enemy always want to remind me of the old me.
Uh-huh.
Amen. And it stopped me from pressing forward. But that's where 2 Timothy 2 and 15 comes in, that says, study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that need not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. So thy word, again, I've hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. So we're talking about developing kingdom ears. So I want to get into a place that when God speaks to me, I know the move. Amen.
Amen.
Go ahead.
Just like Peter, in this scripture, Matthew 16, where Jesus asked his disciples, "Who do men say that I am?" The other disciples were saying John the Baptist, Elias, or one of the prophets. But Peter, having heard from heaven, said, "You're the Christ, the Son of the living God." Even though it was that same Peter that ended up backsliding and turning away from God, God still used that same Peter to preach revival on the day of Pentecost. And that relationship with God continued after he was converted. Jesus said, "I pray that your faith fail not. And after you're converted, strengthen the brethren," right?
Yes.
So even after he was converted and preached the day of Pentecost, he still kept a relationship with God, because when God shifted on him and told him to go minister to the Gentiles, even though it was something new that he'd never heard before,
yes,
he knew it was God because of the relationship that he had with God, even though it may be something out of the ordinary. Because of the relationship we have with God, we know when it's God speaking and when it's not, because of that intimacy.
I mean, I like to look at that Matthew 16, that's good right there, as Jesus was giving the disciples a hearing test. Amen. We talked about, you mentioned relationship.
Yes.
And it was the relationship, listen, that Peter established with Jesus that enabled him to get a relationship with the Father.
Amen.
That's taking us right into our foundational scripture.
Yeah.
Amen. That's how we receive salvation. Amen. We receive Jesus. So that's what Peter did. And because he received Jesus, Peter learned how to hear from the Father, because he had been hanging out with Jesus.
They that receive Christ, does he give power to become sons?
Yeah, as many as received him, did he give power to become sons? And I like that, power to become sons. That's one of those, that power, that's one of our kingdom amenities.
Yes.
Amen. Luke 10:19 say he's given us power over serpents and over scorpions and over all the enemy, and nothing by any means shall hurt us. So we don't have to fear the devil, according to 2 Timothy 1:7 say, "God have not given us a spirit of fear, but what?
Power, love and a sound mind."
See that power again. Once, twice have I spoken. God has given us power, but it was Peter's relationship that he established with Jesus that enabled him to establish a relationship with the Father.
Yes.
Amen. Good. With that said, let's read St. John chapter 10, because it laid a perfect foundation for it. Read verses 1 through 5, then we're going to skip down to verse 27 through 30, please, woman of God.
Okay. St. John chapter 10, verse 1. "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. But he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calleth his own sheep by name, and leadeth them out. And when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. And a stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers."
Verse 27.
Verse 27, St. John chapter 10. "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father, which gave them me, is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one."
Amen. I love this, because he's saying, look, this is what Peter actually tapped into. Amen. When he hung out with Jesus.
Yeah, that's good.
Amen. And the very last scripture that you read was that "I and my Father are one."
Amen.
Amen. But it's in that relationship that you begin to communicate with the Father, and we pray in Jesus' name. And we see what Jesus did, because he came to be, if you will, a forerunner. Amen. Mm-hmm. To train leadership. Amen. And the Spirit of God is still into training leadership today.
Amen.
Amen. So we have to learn. You know, he said he sent his word to heal us. Without this word, these Bibles we got in our hand right now, We would not know how to articulate the voice of God. We would not know the character of God. We would not know the will of God. Amen. Amen. And he telling us here, he said, hey, we talked about it last week that when we are born again, amen, Pastor Wells, when we are born again, that the Holy Spirit comes on the inside of us. And mm-hmm. we talked about St. John chapter 14, verse 26, that talk about the Holy Spirit. He said, look, I'm going to have to go away, but I'm going to send you a comforter. Mm-hmm. Amen. Who we call is our paracletus. Root word para means to work alongside. And last week we talked about how the Holy Spirit teaches things and he bring things to our memory and he show us things that should shortly come to pass. And we even talked a little bit last week about him being our hearing aid. Amen. Amen. Not only do he help us hear, but he explains the will of the Father for us. Amen. Yes, yes. When we have hard questions, like it was for King Solomon when they brought him two babies, one alive and one dead. But the live baby, the woman who had laid on her baby and killed him, she wanted the live baby. So as a leader, and I speak to leaders, we're going to always be tasked with something that we don't know the answer to. But Isaiah chapter 11, 2 talks about the Spirit of God. Verse 1 talks about how he came, and we still talking about Jesus, out of the stem of Jesse, amen, to give us the spirit of wisdom, the counsel, and might, amen. So we don't have to try to be leaders alone. We got the paracletus. We don't have to try to be fathers alone. Amen. We don't have to try to be mothers alone. Amen. We don't have to try to be school teachers and bus drivers and these other things. We don't have to try to do that alone because we got the paracletus. And the Bible said that he is on the inside of us, that once we accepted Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, if you will, our hearing aid came on the inside.
Amen.
Our helper came on. You know, the preacher always said, my helper came. Well, really, your help was already in there. The question is did you stir him up before you came?
Yeah.
Amen. So that you could hear accurately from the Father.
Amen.
Because Peter, out of all the disciples, Peter was the only one that passed the hearing test. Even though we know, as my daughter would say, even though we know that he cut up late on.
Yes.
When Jesus told him about the new move.
Yes.
Amen. Jesus told him, said, look, I'm going to have to go. And they're going to do a bunch of bad, mean, horrible stuff to me. And I'm going to be crucified. Amen. Now, Peter himself loved Jesus. Amen. But his passion distorted his hearing.
Yes.
We have to be careful that our passion for something don't distort our hearing.
Yes.
In our Tuesday night broadcast, we talked about how Abraham labored in an era for 13 years.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Because God had promised them a child. And it's something about when God make us a promise, we want to help God. But for some reason, we want to bring it to pass. But the Bible said, let patience what?
Have
a perfect work. And that word in the Greek is hypomeno. To me, means to remain under. What's your attitude? Amen. Why you're going through? Why you remaining under that? Amen. You still got to be in a place. See, it's just a distraction. Amen. Like when I remember going to the state fair growing up. Amen. And we would want to go into what was called the scary house or the hunter house. And we would sit in the seat knowing when we go in that it was going to be pop-ups everywhere. And you could feel hair and stuff rubbing on you as you go around in the dark. And we would get scared and people would begin to scream. But the one thing they told you, make sure you stay in your seat.
Mm-hmm.
So the Spirit of God is saying tonight, no matter what you're going through right now, make sure you stay seated in heavenly places.
Yes.
Because that's what we seated at, in heavenly places. Don't get distracted, amen, by the distraction.
Yes.
And Peter got distracted, amen, by the distraction.
Mm-hmm.
See, my definition that I like to share for vision is when is a divine strategy given by God to pull down what?
Demonic
stronghold. So God gives us a vision to get through your night season.
Yes.
When you're going through the scary season and the scary times of your life, God will give you a vision. Now the Bible said in Isaiah 26:2, I'm the God, that they that keep their mind on the Lord shall what?
Kept in perfect peace.
Amen. So give me some examples of some time when you were going through and God moved for you.
So many, you know, when we, right before we came to where we are now, the Lord opened so many doors, but we had to be patient and remain under where we needed to remain until the appointed time. And I thank God that we were at a place where we were going to be, we had no choice but to trust God.
Amen.
And
Amen.
Because we were at that place where we had no choice but to trust God, that was where what a lot of people call where the rubber met the road.
Yes.
So either we were going to trust God or we wouldn't.
Amen.
And thankfully, by God's grace and mercy, God gave us what we needed to trust him through that time before the transition to move here, by causing us to, even though everything was going on around us, so yes. many distractions were around us, not only external, but internal distractions,
yes.
we still trusted God, and he caused us to come out and to come up, and I thank God for that.
Amen. Amen. And what I love, amen, that's good. What I love about Peter and God's mercy, we got to always be conscious that God works through us while he working on us.
Yes.
I'm glad that he doesn't throw the dirty baby out with the dirty bath water.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Because he knew Peter loved him, so he rebuked him.
Yes.
And sometimes as leaders, we have to rebuke people. Amen. Because we know that it's Satan that's behind it. So he didn't say, I rebuked you, Peter. He said, I rebuked you, Satan. Amen. So I know that got his attention. What Peter probably wonder why he called me the devil, but he was speaking to the spirit that was operating, hear me, in Peter's soul.
Yes.
Amen. Because Peter, I mean, if I was there, I would have done the same thing. I done seen all the works that Jesus did, and if I ain't careful, I might snap on somebody now by talking about Jesus like Peter did. Amen. But we know the story that when he calmed Peter down after he rebuked Satan that was in him, and when they came to arrest him,
yes.
you know, when Judas had told him, the one that I kissed, you know, what I like about this is obviously they were all looking alike.
Mm-hmm.
Because Judas had to identify him out of all the other disciples.
Yes.
Amen. And the Bible say that when they came to arrest Jesus, that same Peter, now that he had rebuked Satan, that same passion, amen, that Peter still had, it rose up, and Peter took his sword and cut one of the officer's ears off. Amen. But thanks be unto God who calls us always to triumph. Pastor Webb, sometimes we mess up, but God is the quicker fixer upper.
Yes, he is.
Amen. The Bible say that Jesus did the working of miracles. Amen. And put the man's ear back on because, see, it wasn't about Peter. It was about Jesus.
Yes.
Amen. See, he needed Peter to be free. He already knew. He had already told Peter that by 12 o'clock, Peter, you're going to backslide.
Yes.
Amen. And when things got tough, Peter did that. He started cursing by the fire. But what I like about it, even in his backslidden state, amen, they said, you know what? Even your speech betray you. Amen. I thank God that even when we get out of line, people still know it's something about us that remind them of Jesus. Because the Bible tells us that we are living epistles.
Yes.
Amen. And he said, wherever you go, he let us know he going to be with us.
Amen.
So guess what Peter did after they took Jesus and arrested him? He went back fishing.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. That's what we do when we get distracted by the distractions, woman of God. We'll go back to doing what we were doing before we committed our lives to the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Because it didn't appear to be favorable right then. And that's when we got to really stand tall.
Make a stand.
Amen. When it's not popular.
Amen.
Amen. I remember being having this dream. Amen. And I had my collar on. I was dressed in my priestly garments. And I was sitting down resting. And someone walked up to me and said, "You're not ashamed to be associated with the church, with Jesus?" And the boldness, even in my sleep, rose up in me. Amen. Because Jesus said, "Now, if you be ashamed of me, I'm going to be ashamed of you before my Father."
Mm-hmm.
Amen. And we can't let because the world laugh at our faith and what we believe in and what we stand on. We can't get distracted by that and be shamed. Amen. We have to be bold witnesses. Amen.
Amen.
I know sometimes it get tough, but I think about the other night on Pastor Wells' broadcast where he was talking to the pastor from India, mm-hmm. where they're being physically abused mm-hmm. for their witness. Amen. And I just believe with all my heart that God is trying to get us in a position so that as the persecution of the church is turned up, when Nebuchadnezzar turned the fire up, I just pray that we're in a place in God. Amen. So that we can take a stand.
Well, we'll never be ashamed to boldly magnify Christ in our bodies, whether by life or by death. For to live is Christ and to die is gain. Well, we take that stand and purpose in our heart even now to do that in spite of before it get that bad.
Amen.
Make that purpose.
Because if we don't get close to him now, as it get tougher and when they begin to come against the church and they are already censoring churches now for certain teachings that we do from the Bible when the Spirit of the Lord lead us. They saying that we are teaching hate. We are preaching hate. Now, we just preaching the B-I-B-L-E. Amen. And what it is because of the conviction of the Holy Ghost. That's why they don't want to hear the Word of God. Because the Word of God is sharp. It's powerful. It's more powerful than a two-edged sword. Piercing to the very son of soul and spirit, bone and marrow, and is what? A discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart. So what happens is when the Spirit of God shows up, now God said, "I'm not willing that any should perish, but that all would come to repentance."
Mm-hmm.
Amen. So when we show up, because you got to understand that we are transporters of the glory.
Yes.
So talk about for a few minutes how we got the Holy Ghost on the inside of us and how we take him with us. Amen.
Well, again, as believers, when we receive Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, the Holy Ghost came to dwell on the inside of us. And as we continue to grow in the wisdom, knowledge, and grace of God, and as we continue to feed on the milk and the meat of the Word, we begin to carry out not only have the Holy Ghost on the inside of us, but what is in us will begin to come out because we're not only transporters of the Holy Ghost, we're transporters of the Word of God. That word I've hid in my heart, yeah, that I might not sin against thee. We're also transporters of the gifts and fruit of the Spirit. So that all that is part of the glory. So as we walk about carrying on our daily lives and we follow and hear and follow the instructions given to us by God or the unction of the Holy Spirit, that glory that we are carrying is going to be magnified or portrayed or revealed to others. So as we carry those things that are part of the kingdom of God, which give God the glory in our natural bodies, in our human body, in our flesh, because of our spirit and soul that God has, the spirit that God has sealed, the soul that God is changing, and the flesh that will be changed when we get caught up or eat, whether
amen,
dead
amen,
or alive,
yes,
we will be able to we carry that in our body so that we can give God the glory. So, I mean, the glory and transporters of the glory, not only is the Holy Spirit, but those things that God has shown us and revealed to us and taught us that we can encourage others with. 2 Corinthians 1 tells us that as God comforts us, we comfort others. So as being a part of the body of Christ and having God on the inside of us
and being seated in heavenly places, even though we're here on this earth. We are ambassadors for Christ. So that's another example of carrying the glory and walking it. Not only carrying it, but walking in it.
I mean, so there's the scripture that says that the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. Help me understand, how does that apply to a believer?
As it relates to the steps of a good man being ordered by the Lord, when we hear and obey God, that's our steps being ordered. When we are convicted by the word of God and God shows us
yes.
where we are, and we begin to change and ask God to have mercy and help us change, our steps are being ordered by God. As we begin to pray and fast and that our will is being submitted to God's will, and then we're walking around now and the enemy is fleeing from us because we've submitted to God's will.
Yes.
Our steps are being ordered by the Lord. So
yes.
those things cause us to walk in the order and delight yourself in the Lord. And delighting ourselves in the Lord is being ordered by the Lord, hearing the Lord, obeying the Lord, and wanting to please and honor God.
Amen. And because we are vehicles of God, when we show up in a place, we don't care how it was before we got there, but because of the Spirit of the living God that's on the inside of us, we get ready to set the atmosphere.
Yeah.
Amen. Because we are change agents.
Amen.
When we show up, like, if the temperature is not desirable in the room, we are just the thermostat.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. We got to learn how to use our faith that it doesn't matter. I'm seeing in the spirit that when Abraham was having a conversation with Lot, and he said, okay, Lot, because God told him, said, look, it's time for a separation.
Yes.
Amen. So Lot,
the wheat has grown up with the tail long enough. The tail been with the wheat long enough. Go ahead.
Amen. So, yes. Amen. And it was a time of separation.
Yes.
Amen. And see, y'all, it ain't time. It's a time to laugh and it's a time to cry. Amen. It's a time to hug and it's a time to refrain from hugging. It's a time to come together and it's a time, as you say, to split.
Yes.
Amen. To bust a move. And see, because of where Lot was, he was looking at what was already green.
Yes.
Amen. But what he didn't understand was that when you are in covenant with God, it doesn't matter if you go, God send you to a barren land, because guess what? Because you, that stuff gonna have to start growing.
Yes, just like Isaac in a famine received and produced 100-fold.
Yeah, and see, we shouldn't panic when God sent us in a place of lack, because he getting ready to use us to bless the place.
Amen.
We become a spring. We become an oasis in a desert. Amen. So God wants to send us out when we got faith to believe, that's to speak those things that be not as though they were.
Amen.
Amen. And as believers, as we go through this season and times of uncertainty, I'm reminded when the prophet was at the brook called Cherith. Amen. So now we're talking tonight about developing kingdom ears. So we're seeing some of the benefits of being able to hear and articulate the will of God for your life. Because the Bible says that the word of God is a lamp about our feet and a light about our path, meaning that he'll show you where you are. You was talking about, so let a man examine himself.
Yes.
Amen. Because before we go, we need to look at the man in the mirror before we can be commissioned to go forward.
Yeah, that's what the word is. The word shows us so we can do better and be better.
Amen. So he was at the brook called Cherith, and God provided for him there for a season.
Mm-hmm.
God will always give provision for the vision.
Yes, he will.
Amen. But you got to move when God say move.
Yes.
Amen. So he was at the brook. Amen. So sometimes God already know that passion again and how loyal we are because we loyal to him. So sometimes he'll have to let where you at dry up.
Mm-hmm.
And then he give you instructions where your next duty station is.
Amen.
Amen. So he had water coming out of the brook. You know, my God shall supply what?
All of my needs.
According to riches and glory. And the Bible said he had a raven, I call it meal on wings.
Yes.
Amen. He had the raven bringing the food and the water coming out of the brook, and the Lord sustained him.
Yes.
You know, in Matthew 6:33, one of our favorite scriptures says, "First seek ye the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added." Well, if you read Matthew 6, he dealing with food, water, and clothing.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't have to, he said, take no thought for tomorrow, for the day have enough evil thereof.
Mm-hmm.
So God is going to supply all of our needs according to his riches and glory. But we have to get to that place in God, amen, as a disciple. I'm talking about Elijah, but I'm going to dip over and talk about the Apostle Paul for a minute, because see, he said he learned to be content
in
whatever state he was in. Now, go ahead.
Well, what as you were speaking, what came up to me is the scripture that says godliness with contentment is great gain.
Amen.
That's what
we have to get to a place of trust in God where we have all state insurance.
Yes, whatever state we're in.
Amen. So it doesn't matter what they're saying on CNN and what the word is on the street. Amen. We believe God's report. Amen. So we're not moved.
Right.
Amen. We're not moved and we're not shaken. Amen. When we hear those unfavorable reports. Now, what we have to be careful of as being leaders of God, that we don't be like the 10 spies that said, it's giants in the land. And we're not going to be able to take them. We are as grasshoppers in their sight. And they caused 10 people now. This is how important leadership is, because God sent the leadership out.
Yes.
It was the leadership that messed the church up.
Lord have mercy.
Amen. 10 of the 12 said we can't do what God said we can do.
Even though they went there and said it is just like God said it is, but then they messed up and said, but we got to believe God and take him at his word and be people that walk by faith and not by sight.
Amen. And see, this is the notable key. When you get into his presence like you should, having your one-on-one time, then we tap into what Peter tapped into, and we get the keys.
Yes.
Amen. Because Peter spent time with Jesus and learned how to hear from the Father, keys were given to him.
Yes.
Amen. Joshua and Caleb, because of their time talking with God and having a real relationship
yes.
with him, they received keys to go into something that the other 10 spies didn't receive the keys, so they had to die.
Yes, they was of another sphere.
Amen. I don't want to die because I'm not worthy of my keys.
Lord have mercy.
Amen. Because of what I'm saying out of my mouth. Because I keep putting out evil reports instead of godly reports. Amen.
Lord have mercy.
They that know their God shall be strong and do exploits. Amen.
Yes.
If they had understood this principle here, that the power of life and death, amen, is in the tongue.
Yes.
Amen. They should have been saying, we can take it as once. Amen. And you don't have to be afraid because you don't have the money that you need. I remember when God moved us to Texas.
Yes.
Amen. When the money came out of nowhere to move us to Texas.
Yes.
And then we got here and we stayed in the hotel, 5 or 6 months?
4 or 5 months.
Amen. Amen. And we didn't know when. Amen. But we were content in the state that we were in. Not only did we move to a different state geographically, amen, but now we moved geographically, but we couldn't move spiritually.
Amen.
Amen.
We had to stay where we are in the presence of the Lord in order to maintain where we are in this new state.
Amen.
Amen. Whatever state we're in.
Amen. It don't matter where you are. Once you rooted and grounded in him.
Yes.
Amen. He can move you to duty station anytime you get ready. And you go with that blessed assurance. Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Amen. Because you know that if we go, he go.
Amen.
Amen. He already made what? The crooked places what?
Straight.
So even though we were in there for 5 months, we never lost our joy. We never lost our faith. And then the Spirit of the Lord spoke to me and asked me how much we needed. So I calculated. I said, we need $10,000. And the Lord said, tell your wife I'm finna approve a loan for y'all for $10,000. You remember me telling you that? And then I got on the computer and applied. for the $10,000 loan.
Yes.
I never went to a bank. I never went no further than the computer in my hotel room. I applied today, like in the evening, and when we woke up tomorrow, we had $10,000 in our bank account.
And hadn't even worked 6 months.
Amen. Amen. Hadn't even worked 6 months. So I'm telling you, I have lived what Elijah went to.
Yes.
Amen. When the brook dried up in Birmingham, Alabama, and he told us to come to Dallas, Texas. Amen. Where he's still supplying all of our needs according to his riches and glory.
Yes, he is.
So as we grow in him and we develop those kingdom ears.
Yes.
Amen. He can speak to us about us. But more importantly, he speaks to us to help others.
Amen.
Amen. He teach us how to give. I can remember when I was single, God told me get all the food out of my freezer and out of my refrigerator and take it to this family. I was obedient. When I took the food to him, the man of God said, man, we didn't have anything to eat. We didn't know what we were going to do. Amen. God, you know, when he spoke to the rich young ruler, we talking about developing kingdom ears. We developed those ears by hearing what? We overcome Satan, what?
By the blood of the Lamb and the words of our testimony.
Amen. So as we obey God, he gives us a testimony, but it's after we go through the test.
Yes, and I can attest and be a witness and testify that it could be that because you sowed that seed, that as long as we've been together, we've never been hungry.
Amen.
Never been without food.
Amen.
Never had something not to cook or eat, and I thank God for that. That's a testimony.
Amen. So it's important that we develop our kingdom ears. See, the Holy Spirit is on the inside. All the potential to hear from God is on the inside. But we have to spend time in the Word of God so that we can learn the character of God. In Psalms 103, it said Moses knew his ways.
Yes.
But the children of God knew his acts.
Mm-hmm.
When we bathe in Christ, we just know his acts.
Yeah, we see. We, just like the Holy Ghost, we see what the Holy Ghost does, but we haven't had no intimate relationship and encounter with him ourselves.
Amen.
Amen.
So the Bible said, follow after those that what?
Who through faith and patience inherited the promises.
Amen. So those are the ones that have matured in the faith that know God's ways. So we should want to hook up with somebody we know that know God's ways.
That been through the test and have the testimony.
Amen. Because as Paul said, and you quoted this at the beginning of the broadcast, Paul said, my determined purpose is that I might know him, listen, in the fellowship of his suffering.
Mm-hmm.
Now that don't mean we're going to suffer all the time.
Right.
But he said in the fellowship of his suffering. It's like when I go to work and I suffer through the day and I toil, amen, to get paid. Now, when I get paid and I come home, my children just benefit from my labor.
Yes.
Amen. In other words, they benefit from the fellowship of my suffering.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. We benefit. Paul was talking about benefiting from what Jesus went through. And a simple way to say that, Paul said, as a result of what Jesus went through, I'm going to follow him no matter what so that I can tap into the kingdom amenities.
Yes.
Amen. He said that my determined purpose is that I might know him, woman
yes,
God,
yes.
In the fellowship of his suffering. Here we go. In the resurrection. Amen. In other words, because of the suffering, there was a resurrection.
Yes.
He said that I might know him in the power of his resurrection. So understand something, that because we are children of God, we are now walking in resurrection power.
Amen.
The same God that raised Jesus up from the dead, the same Spirit going to do what?
Raise us up. Amen.
Paul said it this way in Galatians 2:20. He said that I am crucified
with Christ.
With Christ. Now, he wasn't there with him.
Yes.
But he tapped into that spiritually. He became one. We become one with the Father. Amen. We talked about the 5G network is when we get an agreement with heaven. We become one with him. Amen. And because of that oneness, Paul said, I'm crucified with Christ. He said, nevertheless, I live. He said, yet not I, but Christ living where?
In me.
Amen. Which is
with glory.
Amen. Which is our hope of glory. Amen. And he went on to say, he said, now the life I now live, I live by the faith of the Son of God who gave himself for me. Then verse 21 said, Galatians 2:21 says that I do not frustrate the grace. In other words, is I freely receive, so I freely give. So I'm not going to think that my works, because I think I'm so good, that I deserve to get what I'm getting, because if it was not for that mercy seat.
And God's goodness.
Amen. Yes. If it was not for that mercy seat. Amen. We have to get in a place where David did. Lord, take not that Holy Spirit from me. Amen. We don't want, as it was for Samson. Amen. That he wished not that the presence of God had left him in Ichabod. Amen. Was written over him. Amen. I thank God who causes us always to triumph. Amen. That he is the God of another and another and another and another chance.
Really just another, because the other's forgotten.
Amen. Amen. So know that because we are vessels of honor. Because we are transporters of the glory. Now I must confess, amen, that every now and then, Paul said, you know, the stuff that I should be doing, that I find myself doing. Sometimes Prophet Richard find himself doing stuff that he shouldn't do.
Amen.
But I thank God for forgiveness.
Yes.
He said, if I confess my sins, he's faithful and just to forgive me.
And to cleanse me from all unrighteousness.
Amen. That get me back in right standing. That get me back in his glory. And it, wherever his glory is, we learn from Obed Edom's house that wherever his glory is, y'all, we're going to be blessed.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. So that's why we fight to stay clean. That's why we fight. Paul said, I beseech you, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable God, which is our reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye what?
Transformed.
Amen.
By the renewing of your mind.
Be ye transformed. That's metamorphosis that we go through. And we can only go through that if we get in the word of God.
Amen.
We have to get what we can be taught. Where we consistently hear the word of God. Because what happens is supernatural. It's supernatural. It's supernatural. Amen. It's not like reading Sally, Dick, and Jane.
Right.
Amen. Nothing supernatural that happens when you read Sally, Dick, and Jane.
Preach.
I don't care if Oprah wrote it, Bill Gates. I don't care how much money they got. Their words are not inspired. Amen. Like the word of God is.
Amen. God said heaven and earth will pass away before one jot or tittle of the word will pass
away. So this supernatural word gets into our soul. And it flushes out the mess. Amen. It flushes out unbelief. It flushes out witchcraft. It flushes out curses. Amen. It flushes out thinking, stinking. Hey, let the mind which was in Christ Jesus what?
Also be.
He never said we could have the mind of Christ. He wants us. He said, let the mind. Now he said, my ways are
not your ways.
Are not your ways, and your ways ain't mine. He said, however, but let this mind.
But Jesus gave us the example.
Amen.
So we can let the mind of Christ be in us.
Amen. Amen. And you can't let the mind of Christ be in you if you can't hear.
Amen.
If you ain't got time to hear.
If we ain't looking into the perfect law of liberty, which is the word of God.
Amen. Remind me of my song. Jesus is on the main line. Tell him what you want. Jesus is on the main line. Tell him what you want. Now, this is my verse that he gave me that I make this personal. He said, if you got time, he's got time. Tell him what you want. If you got time, he's got time. Tell him what you want. Jeremiah 33:3, he said, call on the Lord.
Yes.
And he will what, woman?
Answer you and show you great and mighty things that you do not know.
Amen. So God want us to call him. He want to be on the main line.
Yes.
Amen. But if you got time, he got time. That's John chapter 15. If we abide in him and he abide in us, we should ask what we will. So now that tells me that if I'm lacking, it's because I'm not abiding.
And you have not because you ask not.
Amen.
And when you do ask, you ask amiss because your heart ain't right because you ain't been in the presence.
Amen. So long as we abiding, baby, we're not going to be in lack. We might start off in lack. Or can I say it this way? We might start off as the tail.
Uh-huh.
Amen. But if we keep abiding, you're going to see a head stick up out of there.
Yes.
And you get to be the head because we abided. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. We were last. Amen. We were at the end. But remember in school, when you would do something, you would get head of the line privileges.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. When you meditate in this word, when you go in the Bible study, when you praying, when you constantly putting yourself in a position to get saturated with the word of God, God said, Gabriel, Michael, put her at the front of the line. Put him at the front of the line. Go ahead, woman.
You will make your way prosperous and have good success. That's what I hear.
The steps of a good man, listen, are ordered from the back of the line to the front of the line. Amen. That's what Rosa Parks had tapped into. She said, no, I'm the head and not the tail. I'm the first and not the last. Amen. I'm the lender and not the borrower. So don't get discouraged right now if you're borrowing, because guess what? When you get through borrowing, baby, you're getting ready to be the lender.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. The First National Richie Bank. Amen. The First National Welch Bank. Amen. Amen. So know that you're getting ready to go up, because there's no way you can abide in his presence and not come up.
Amen.
Well, the spirit of the Lord is there's what?
Liberty.
There is emancipation proclamation.
Yes.
This just for showing up. Revelation said, you just read it, even though you can't articulate it right now. He said, I was a blessing just for read. God said, I'm going to break you off some just because you got up to read my word.
Yes, that's good.
Amen. And then as we get closer to him and we begin to sing songs of Zion, amen, the Bible says that they are S-O-N-G-S of deliverance.
Yes.
Amen. We get set free even as Saul was wrestling with an evil spirit because of his disobedience. See, that's why I have to get to church for praise and worship.
Yes.
Because, see,
yes.
I know what the words say, that it was an evil spirit on Saul because of disobedience. But when David would play the harp, the evil spirit had to get off of Saul. Amen. And that's confirmation that your gift will make room for you.
Amen. And even praise and worship, when God told Jehoshaphat that this is my battle, I got you, he said, send the choir first.
Amen.
And so the Lord can send ambushments against
Amen.
You.
Amen. We should never ever miss praise and worship again.
Yes.
It's deliverance in the praise.
Yes.
Amen. So that when the pastor come to break the bread of life, amen. Hey,
we all going up.
Look,
yes.
All the demons been ushered out the house of God.
Yes.
And then he freely just flow through the spirit and begin to teach us, so them demons can't come back in our mind.
Yes.
Amen. But we think that praise and worship is a waste of time.
Mm-mm.
He said in Psalm 103, I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praises shall continually be in my mouth. Psalm 103 verse 1. Then verse 2, he repeats it. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me.
Bless
his holy name. Listen, who forgiveth all of my iniquities. That's why I like praise and worship right there. When I bless him, he forgiveth what? All of my. That's why I'm blessing him, because there's some stuff I'm going to do next month or next week or tomorrow that I need to bless him today so I can have freedom on credit.
Amen.
I done already praised him. So when I get to where I'm messing up, he said, you know what? You done already praised me. I done already made a way out of no. He did say he'll make the crooked places straight, right? So your praise today can deliver you tomorrow. He said, what you say? You should not have a fight in this battle, right? So all they had to do was start singing songs and hymns, and the Lord set ambushments against the enemy. We need to understand the benefits of praise and worship. And we're going to teach on that in the future, because when we pray, you know, we say when praises go up, what?
Blessings come down.
Also, when praises go up, demons get to running. They get to stepping.
Amen.
Amen. Because they can't stand that praise. When God's presence show up. He said, if I be lifted up from the earth, I'll do what?
I'll draw.
So we praying for people to be saved. God said, the next time you go to praise and worship, I'm going to save your relatives.
Amen.
He said, because if you lift me up now, I'll draw.
Yes.
Amen. And that's the deal. He said, if you lift me, I'll draw.
Amen.
Amen. So we lift him even when we study.
Amen.
Even when we praying.
Amen.
When we testifying. Because that's how we overcame Satan, by the blood of the Lamb. And by the words of our testimony. See, the blood is everything we need.
Amen.
But he need us to brag about the blood.
Yes.
Amen. He need us to talk about what the blood ratified.
Yes.
Amen. It talks about it in the book of Romans. Amen. We need to know what the blood did for me. Amen. And what it could do for you. Mm-hmm. Amen. Imagine when he told them, amen, to spread the blood over the goalpost.
The doorpost.
Over the doorpost. I mean, I know they felt stupid. I know they felt out of place. But you know what? They trusted their man of God. And they know that their man of God trusted God. And they believe. Amen. People need a leader that when God speak to you, that they got enough confidence and faith and trust in you. Because you consistently hear from God.
And obey God.
Amen. So when God tell you to do something that's out of the box.
Yes.
Amen. That's off the change.
Yes.
He said, I preach foolishness what?
To confound the wise.
So that we should be leaders that people look up to. So when God told them to spread the blood of the Lamb, that was a type and shadow that said, I'm finna show you how the blood, because you follow my instructions. See, he said the same today. He said, now you can have the blood, you can be born again. He said, but if you don't follow my instructions, you won't get your deliverance.
Amen.
Let me say that again.
That's good.
He said, you can be born again, amen, covered by the blood, but if you don't follow the instructions and spread the blood where I tell you and say what I tell you to say, he said, I put your deliverance in your own mouth.
Jesus.
He said, the power of life and death is where?
In the tongue.
So the power, hear me, the power that your tongue has is because of the blood of Jesus.
Amen.
It's his blood what give your tongue power to speak those things that be not as though they were.
Amen.
So it's his blood and the words of our testimony. Amen. So when we speak the word of God mixed with faith, it come to pass.
Amen.
Is that not what the Bible said? What does Mark 11 say about speaking to a mountain or something? Teach us how to use that blood.
Jesus told them, believe in God. When you pray, believe that you receive it and you will have it. If you speak to a mountain and say, be thou removed and thou cast into the sea, and believe in your heart and shall not doubt, you shall have whatsoever you say.
Amen. So as we get in the word of God, amen, and we follow the instructions the same as they did. It was a type and shadow, right? It was concealed and now revealed.
Mm-hmm.
He giving it to us on a whole nother level today. He said, now because you have received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, I'm giving you the authority. Amen. I'm putting that power in the book of James. He said, I'm putting all that power in your tongue.
Mm-hmm.
He said, now I need you to say what I tell you to say though.
Amen.
Amen. See, he don't want us, praise God, to be like Moses. Amen. You remember he told him, he said, strike the rock.
Mm-hmm.
Initially, he said, strike the rock.
First time, yes.
Amen. The first time. But listen, there it is again. The second time.
He said, speak to the rock.
Yeah. But Moses got distracted. Mm-hmm. We back to that again. Distractions lead to destruction. Amen. See, when we get in the heat of the battle doing what God said, the enemy always going to rattle your cage.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. But listen, we got the blood. Amen. But we got the Father instruction.
Yes.
Now, because God, heaven was with him. The kingdom of God was with him. The kingdom of heaven was with him. However, he failed to follow the instructions, and out of frustration, because he couldn't control his own soul.
Lord Jesus.
Out of frustration, he never went into the promised land.
Lord have mercy.
Amen. We would at least have three other leaders that made it. You remember the 10 wasn't going to make it. Now here it was, Pastor Moses just this quarter. So we're not, because we're in leadership in the house of God, we're not in a place of exemption.
Amen.
Amen. So if God says strike, we strike. If God says speak, we speak.
Yes.
Amen. We got to do it the way God said. Amen. And because he got mad, and look at the mercy of God, water still came out of the rock.
Jesus.
Yes. Amen. So that's very humbling to me. Amen. Because I've seen Jesus. God manifest himself, right?
Jesus.
But you know what? It may be a possibility that I didn't even follow the instruction, but because of the mercy of God,
yes.
he blessed people in spite of me.
Thank you for your mercy.
Amen. That's why the Bible said, humble yourself under the mighty hand of God. Amen. Because you might be striking some you need to speak to.
Jesus.
Amen. That's why we're not out rioting. That's why we're not out looting. God didn't tell us to strike. He told us to speak. He told us to fast. He told us to pray.